Before Council's Thursday session, there's a caucus meeting, and for the past 2.5 years, several members of the union representing PGW workers have shown up each week to buttonhole lawmakers. Union business agent Mike McDonough says it's a good chance for face-to-face talks.
We greet them, we walk around, go to their offices sometimes. We've kept them up to date from day one with all the information, although tough to get at times. Any information we got on the sale, good, bad, or otherwise, we've always shared with council, and I think our honesty and our openness has been helping us all along in this process.
The report council commissioned appears to be complete, but you couldn't tell that from what's been shown to the public or even Mayor Nutter's administration. Council President Daryl Clark says the consultant is still putting finishing touches on the review of the sale and whether the city would be better off keeping the utility.
Status of the review is ongoing, should be concluded within the next week.
Which is exactly what you said to us last week.
Well, there had to be some additional information as it relates to responses. Every time you look at a document that's as complicated as this, you always have questions. We want to make sure that all the questions are answered.
Majority Leader Curtis Jones says he doesn't feel council's dragging its feet.
No, I think this is us doing our jobs to be responsible stewards for one of the largest municipal sales in the country. And as a great council person once said, act in haste and repent in your leisure. We have to be responsible to the constituents and making sure that this is an asset we want to sell. So we're going to wait and we're going to see what's going on. And at that point, we're going to have a public debate. We're going to make a doggone decision.
Councilwoman Maria Quinones-Sanchez has been briefed on the consultant's report and says it's time to hold hearings.
It has provided council what I believe to be a very good foundation for its decision-making process. I am feeling the sense of urgency for us to begin the public debate and put an end to whether we are going to decide to sell or not to sell here in council.
Mayor Nutter has been a major proponent of the sale, which would help fund the city's struggling municipal pension fund. He wants someone on council at least to introduce his bill to sell PGW.
This is a large transaction, but it's also worthy of full and complete and open public debate and discussion. And you only get that by introducing a bill, have a public hearing, let people come and testify, whatever their positions may be, and then what legislators do is they vote.
There is still no firm date on when a hearing will occur. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.